Hey, geniuses. I was getting ready to record this podcast, and my daughter just came in and asked me a question. So I'm going to pose this question to you. I want you to answer and let me know. She is interning for me this summer. She expressed an interest in marketing, and so she's been able to work and learn. She's currently getting certified in digital marketing through Google, and she's decided that she wants to save money for a car. And I'm really proud of her, the way that she's handling her money. She has a checking account, she has a savings account, she has like a reserve account, and she'll save for her long-term goal of a car, like short-term goals like shoes or earrings or something like that. She'll put that in a different account, and it's been working well for her. She has a friend that's basically, she had a question for me, and she said, "Mom, is having three jobs at 15 a flex?" And my thought was no, but what are your thoughts? Three jobs at 15? Because apparently one of her friends has three jobs, and he's talking about the income and, you know, having all this money, which is fine. I just feel like that is not a good focus for a 15-year-old, and that there's other more valuable ways to spend time. Maybe that's just me. You let me know. Three jobs at 15 because of the money. I don't know. Anyway, that was my question. That was my thought before I got in here to this podcast. But let's get into this podcast, because I understand that as a business owner, that running a successful business enterprise involves more than just having a sound financial plan and innovative strategies. I feel like the secret to my success is one of the most crucial yet overlooked aspects of business, and that is the power of the mindset. And I talk about it all the time. Like, your mindset is so powerful. The way you perceive challenges, the way that you embrace opportunities, and the way that you approach decision-making can significantly influence the trajectory of your business. In today's podcast, we'll explore how your mindset shapes your business, and we'll offer insights into cultivating a positive and growth-oriented mindset. Welcome back to the Own Your Genius podcast, where we discuss building businesses, growing brands, and what else? Owning your genius. I'm your host, Attorney LaKanya Murray, owner of Off The Mark IP Solutions. Off The Mark is a boutique intellectual property firm representing innovative entrepreneurs, aka geniuses, who are looking to protect their brand and grow their business with ongoing legal support and business mentorship. We have a good one for you today, so let's get started.
So this concept of growth mindset was coined by psychologist Carol Dweck, and it highlights the belief that abilities and intelligence can be developed through dedication and hard work. Business owners with a growth mindset, they're going to embrace failure as a stepping stone towards success. Embracing a growth mindset enables you to see setbacks as temporary and motivates you to persevere through tough times, propelling your business toward long-term success. While it's easy to tell someone to see their setbacks as temporary, I think I found the trick to actually believing and knowing, I wouldn't even say believing, to actually knowing that your setbacks are not permanent. And that trick is to look at your receipts. Think back to the last time that you were faced with a challenge. And now that challenge, whether it was financial hardship, embarrassment, or just something else that happened to you, realize that you've made it through because you're here. And use that fact that you had adversity before and you made it to the other side of it. Use that fact as fuel to keep growing. Second thing, as it comes to creating a success mindset, is limiting belief and overcoming those limited beliefs. So limited beliefs can be the Achilles heels of any business owner. These self-imposed restrictions create mental barriers that prevent you from taking calculated risks or exploring new opportunities. Recognizing and challenging these limited beliefs is crucial for personal and business growth. Sometimes it can be difficult to recognize limited beliefs because we have held on to them for so long, or maybe they were imposed on us by somebody else, because that happens too. Right? The key to identifying limiting beliefs is determining if the thought benefits you or hurts you in some way. If it's the latter, then it's probably a limiting belief. Once you have identified the limited belief, you need to examine it. You need to dissect the lies that establish that belief and replace it with the truth. So for example, I was convinced that I could not succeed as a trial lawyer, or later on when I decided to start practicing law, even though I did practice law in the courtroom and did well at it, I still had that belief. It kind of followed me later, and it showed up when I was trying to show up on Periscope. Like, I had this thing that I couldn't succeed as a lawyer or on Periscope or promoting my business because of my voice. When I was younger, I had this little twang because I lived overseas for a while. And then on top of that, I had a speech impediment. So my R's sound like W's, and it was wabbit, and it was torch twos, and it was just not a good look, right? So while my speech improved, I was still self-conscious of it. And the belief that my voice sounded funny, it almost prevented me from going to law school and later showing up for my business the way I needed to. So at one point, I examine this belief and determine that, one, it was a lie. People want to hear what I have to say. The truth of the matter is, so I took that lie and I replaced it with the truth. And that's what I want you to do. So by replacing that limited belief with truth statements or empowering beliefs, you can unlock your full potential and gain the confidence needed to make bold decisions and drive your business forward. The third consideration for a success mindset is the impact of a positive attitude. Listen, the power of positivity cannot be underestimated in the business world. A positive attitude not only affects your own motivation and decision making, but it also flows through your organization, influencing your team's morale and productivity. Positivity fosters a culture of resilience, creativity, and collaboration, which are vital elements for a thriving business. Embrace challenges with optimism. Celebrate wins, no matter how small, and create a supportive environment that encourages everyone to do their best. The fourth step to a success mindset is embracing adaptability. In today's rapidly changing business landscape, adaptability is a crucial trait for any successful business owner. Your ability to adjust to market shifts and technology advancements and consumer preferences can be the difference between surviving or thriving. Maintaining a flexible and open mindset allows you to quickly pivot when necessary, ensuring your business remains relevant and competitive. This does not mean that you jump on every trend without analyzing how it fits your business and helps accomplish your goals. And I said that I just thought about Threads, how when Meta launched Threads, everyone jumped on it. And then I just saw a report like a week ago that says that the usage is down 70%. So that's what I mean by analyzing how it fits into your business or just your goals. Maybe it's not business related, maybe just the goals and what you want out of life. The fifth step to a success mindset is building strong relationships. A positive and growth-oriented mindset can significantly impact how you build and maintain relationships with clients, partners, and employees. By focusing on creating mutual beneficial connections, you foster loyalty and trust. Nurture these relationships because that can lead to fruitful collaborations, word-of-mouth referrals, and a strong reputation within your industry. The final step that we're going to discuss today is cultivating resilience. Every business faces challenges, but it's the resilience of the business owner that determines how those challenges are overcome. A resilient mindset helps you bounce back from setbacks, navigate uncertainties, and maintain focus during difficult times. By seeing failures as opportunities to learn and grow, you can turn adversity into stepping stones toward future success. Your mindset plays a pivotal role in shaping the success of your business. So embracing a growth mindset, overcoming limiting belief, maintaining a positive attitude, embracing adaptability, building strong relationships, and cultivating resilience are all crucial components of a successful entrepreneur mindset. As a business owner, take time to reflect on your thoughts, your attitudes, and your beliefs. Recognize areas where you can make positive changes and actively work toward developing a growth-oriented mindset. By doing so, you will not only elevate your own potential, but also create a thriving and successful business that inspires those around you. Remember, your mindset shapes your business, so choose a mindset that paves the way for success. And one final note, if you struggle with limited beliefs and negative mindset, go to therapy. Like, talk it out. A licensed professional can help you wade through the lies and set you on a path to being your best self. So let me know. How do you feel about mindset? Do you feel like there's a direct correlation between your mindset and the success of your business? Let me know. Let's take this conversation over to the Mark Legal community. I want you to share this episode with three people and have them meet you there. But you know what to do before you go. Make sure you hit that subscribe button and rate the podcast. Until next week, I want you to keep building your business, growing your brand, and owning your genius.